As we get closer to spring and seeding, soil fertility and fertilizer management will be on the minds of many producers. Dune Pauly, agronomy research scientist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, discusses what we can learn from soil tests.
It's still the best basis we have of determining where we're starting from as far as the nitrate that is present in the soil and what's there for the plant at the start of the year. There's also other things you learn from the soil test. You know, the phosphorus doesn't change much year to year. The potassium doesn't change much year to year. Salinity, what's measured by EC, and the pH doesn't change much year to year. But you can get trends over time that kind of give clues about how you're doing as far as the management. And, you know, if you're phosphorus is gradually improving, that's a sign that, you know, you're doing a pretty good job of matching at least what you're taking off the land. You're matching it with fertilizer inputs. And no, you don't see that change dramatically year to year, but over time you can pick up some of those things and have an idea of kind of relative gauge of how your management is doing.
We'll hear more from Dune on spring fertilizer requirements in upcoming programs.